This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show, live from KeyBank Center. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Fun on a Friday night here for Sabre fans at downtown Buffalo. 5-3 the final. Buffalo victorious over the Maple Leafs as we welcome you back here to the press box at KeyBank Center. I'm Brian Cozio. Thanks for being with us. Fun game, entertaining game. 8 goals, 5 for the home team. The 5-3 Sabre victory has put Buffalo back to the 500 mark after the bad 0-3 start. The Sabres are now 4-4. They've won 4 of their last 5, and go ahead and look at the standings. Sabres are in 3rd place in the Atlantic and would be in a playoff spot. We're not going to do the if the season ended today. All right, I'll do it. If the season ended today, they would be in the 2-3 matchup with Detroit. I'd sign up for that, right? Wings, Sabres, 2-3 in the Atlantic. Sure, let's do it, right? All right, well, it's 8 games in. But a nice recovery overall here. The big picture is that they've recovered from the 0-3 start. They've won 4 of their next 5. They've been playing very good at home here. We knew October was going to be filled with a lot of home games, and they've now won 4 in a row at home. And the Sabres have also done a really nice job in this divisional stretch here in the Atlantic Division, where they have 6 straight games against Atlantic opponents, and they are now 3-1. And they've still got 2 more in this stretch here with Atlantic Division opponents. Toronto again tomorrow, 5 o'clock from Toronto. And then they've got another game coming up with the Bruins here after the Columbus game. So they've got, you know, some more here coming up, but they've done a nice job in this stretch to get themselves back into the race. And all these wins, by the way, in regulation against divisional opponents. A regulation win over the Leafs, regulation win over the Wings, a regulation win against Florida, a regulation win against Ottawa. So, yes, by winning, you've moved yourself back up, but you've also moved up in the standings quicker because none of your teams that you're playing with in the Atlantic have been able to even pick up those loser points along the way in these games. So it's been good. Now, there's 8 games in. Here's what is probably invigorating if you're the Sabres and Sabre fans is that clunker of a start, that bad start, seemingly now they've erased. They've got themselves back into what you'd say is, okay, a good spot here, 4-4, 8 points, and you're 2 back of Detroit and 4 back of the Canadiens, who you have let one less game played then, and you can be in the race now and can feel like a real season. Okay, you're in it, and go. The offense is coming, and from some players that maybe we didn't expect it to be coming from. Doan has early goals in this season. Samuelson, 2 tonight. You know, you're getting goals from other players along the way here that aren't, I'd say, you know, your big three. They're not coming from Thompson. They're not necessarily coming from Tuck, although Tuck gets a huge goal here tonight, his 3rd of the year. from Owen Power. I mean, that's obviously a huge moment there with 3:01 left. Dahlin takes a penalty that he just absolutely cannot take. He's not, I don't want to say, he's not under heavy pressure. He cannot, as the captain of this team, in that moment, with under five to go against the Leafs there in a one-goal game, you cannot just flick that into the crowd. It wasn't like, oh, my God, he's diving to get this puck out and it accidentally got. No. I mean, that was a long flick of the wrist, just high out of his own end and into the crowd, and it wasn't even close. He can't do that. He did not play well tonight, but the Sabres got away with it, and they kill the penalty, and then, you know, shorthanded Power on a real nice touch pass to Tuck and a slick move there with that little soft backhand underneath Stolarz. It felt early like Stolarz maybe didn't have his best stuff. They were getting on him early. He had some trouble with rebounds, and it felt like a night, hey, if you can get some pucks on him early, you could take advantage of it. And obviously in the end, five was enough for the Sabres to win this one by a 2-to-goal margin. All right, Paul Hamilton in the room here at any moment. As soon as he steps in there, we'll take you there live for some post-game reaction as the Sabres have improved to 4-4. They pass the Leafs in the standings. Toronto still with 7 points, and the Sabres with 8 as of this moment. And both teams have played 8 games. Toronto is 3-4-1, and the Sabres 4-4-0. And again, these two teams tomorrow. Now, you can lose tomorrow, and you can drop right back out of what would be a would-be playoff spot for sure. But for tonight, it looks good that you're sitting there in third place, again, because of where they were to start with. And, you know, you've got other teams, obviously, that are all going to play here, too, tomorrow. So busy day in the league. We'll keep you posted, obviously, what is happening. But Alex Lyon tonight coming up big. Some big saves. Toronto had some power plays early. He comes up there. And, I mean, the save that he made before the Tuck goal, huge. Okay, Matias Samuelson, live with Paul in the room.
Thanks, Brian. Matias, when was the last time you scored 2 goals in a game?
That's a good question. I have no idea. A long time. Really long time.
You said at the end of the first period you were looking, you saw at the net and were looking. It looked like you were on the second goal, too. It looked like you saw the far side over there open.
Yeah, definitely aiming. Yeah, thought across the seam, he's sliding to me, go back where he came from on the second one. Found a couple spots I was aiming tonight.
What was the key to the third period? Yeah, you gave up a goal. They pulled within one, but there was no panic. I mean, you guys just kept playing, got the shorthanded goal. But what was the key to being able to get that into the garage and get the win?
I think keep playing offense too. Keep it in their end, obviously, is the best defense. And then when they do have the puck, just try to clog up the neutral zone, not give them any rush offense or free entries, and I think we did a pretty good job of that.
The number one reason, obviously, about your play is going to be health, and you found that this year. But aside from health, what has helped your defensive mindset this year play the way you've been able to play?
I think I had a good summer. Worked on some different stuff in the summer, and then just playing with a little more confidence. I've talked to you guys about it a ton. When you don't have confidence out there and you're playing every other night, it can be tough sometimes to try to find it on the fly. And I think playing with just a little bit of swagger and confidence in yourself can go a long way.
I mean, all those things you talked about kind of speak to jumping into the rush and converting like you did. Is that kind of a microcosm of that?
For sure. I think that was a big point for me this year, get involved. Obviously, it's no secret I'm not some offensive defenseman like Rass, but you could get up and be the four man and get your chances here and there. And my goals were nice play by Clauder and Rass, and lucky enough to put him in the net.
You do have as many goals as Tage, though.
I'm going to let him hear about that one.
The Leafs go on that power play late in the third period with 5 minutes left. What's the team strategy, the penalty kill strategy, contain the Maple Leafs in that final stretch, in the final power play they had?
Just limit their chances. After their first power play goal, I think we made some good adjustments there. They also got a lot of good players on that team, so limit maybe the back door cross seam ones that they obviously like. So Yeah, we did a good job of that. Lion made some huge saves, obviously. That's always good when your goalie's your best penalty killer. So, yeah, good kill at the end.
When we talked earlier, you brought up the three breakaways. It seems you guys tightened up and you know, were able to do better on that one in the last two periods.
For sure. You know, they like to send the winger out when it looks like they're getting possession in the D zone. So, you know, just making sure one D-man goes with their winger if he takes off. And then, you know, the forwards reloading over the top of everyone else and clog up the middle of the ice so they can't, you know, hit those guys for breakaways.
So maybe
your best overall game that you've had in the NHL?
Like all round, defense, offense, everything.
Yeah, probably up there. I think I've had some good ones, but, yeah, stat-wise, and I thought it was pretty good defensively. Obviously, some plays I would like back. I think you do every game, but, yeah, I was pretty happy with my game tonight.
You glad you have them tomorrow? Do you enjoy that back-to-back against a team like Toronto?
Yeah, it's fun. They're always a fun team to play, like with their talent and, you know, just how many good players they have. It's always a fun matchup. They always seem to be energetic, high-scoring games. So, yeah, I look forward to playing them.
Thanks, Matthias. Matthias Samuelson, and we have Tate. You guys held on in the third. Yeah, they did score one, but it didn't seem like you guys really got out of your game. It seems like you continued with your game to be able to win that hockey game. How did you feel that went?
Good. I mean, I don't think we really held on. I thought we kind of took it to them all game. Obviously, you know, they got a lot of talented players that are very opportunistic, and, you know, they find ways to put the puck in the back of the net, which they did for them. So you always got to be aware when they're on the ice. But I thought, you know, if you're looking at a full 60, I thought we did a really good job kind of suffocating them, coming through the neutral zone. I thought our breakouts were great. Didn't really give them time and space to make plays, so... just got to continue to repeat that, and obviously that's easier said than done, but if we want to be successful, that's what we got to do.
Matthias is a very popular teammate. How happy are you that he can enjoy this offensively, and what have you noticed just about his game in general? It seems very sturdy right now.
Yeah, he's been great. He's been rock solid for us. Obviously, you see the size and the strength, and he's been very physical back there, boxing out, good stick. Hard to play against right now, which is what we need from him. And then obviously he's chipping in offense, so we love seeing that. Couldn't happen to a better guy. So we'll see tomorrow. Maybe he gets on a hot streak for us. So,
Tate, this happened to you last year. You know, your first five, you didn't get one, and then your next five, you scored in each game. It seemed like once one went in, you were on a bender, and one's gone in for you now this year. Do you see that? Because you still had your same season, even though you went five games to start without one. Do you see it the same way, that once now one's gone in for you, you'll be fine?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like that. I feel like you get streaky. You know, I feel like I always say this, but if you're getting opportunities and chances, then you're doing the right things. And I feel like, you know, in these last seven games, I've been getting really good looks and just haven't been going in for me. So, yeah, nice to see it go in. Obviously, a little bit of weight off the shoulders, and hopefully I can get hot and start to roll. But obviously, I think, you know, I've liked my game as far as, you know, away from the puck and, you know, winning battles and stuff that is obviously things that don't show up on the score sheet. But just got to continue to do those things. And I think, yeah, for us, they need me scoring, and hopefully I can get on a roll.
Alex Tuck, what is his value on the penalty kill late in the game? You know, not just the goal he scored, but what else he brings to the penalty kill?
Yeah, I mean, he's such a big body. He skates so well. He's strong on pucks. So, I mean, anytime you're going against him as a power play unit, you don't have as much time or space to make plays. You think you do, and he's so rangy that he can get to you pretty quick. So, a big piece for our team and a huge piece for our kill. And obviously a lot of block shots by him and, you know, sacrificing his body for the group.
And in that power play also, what was the strategy in really containing the Leafs to, you know, limiting them in that late power play and protecting that lead?
Yeah, I think just kind of what we practice every day. Our penalty kill's been really good. I think just sticking to the structure, and I think, you know, penalty kill, you gotta have timely saves, and you know, Lyon's been great, and I think obviously the guys that step over the boards are you know, selfless, and they're sacrificing their body, getting in lanes and blocking shots and selling out for the group. So anytime you're doing that, you're gonna have a successful PK.
Four wins.
you said, you know, the world's not ending here. How much has this team been able to just block out the outside noise, and it's kind of shown through in these five games?
Yeah, I mean, it's a two-way street, though, right? Can't get too down on ourselves when we're 0-3, and we're on a bit of a heater right now. Can't get too high on yourself and forget what made you successful. So I think for us, the message is just stay an even keel. Continue to do things that are, you know, recipe for winning hockey. Smart puck decisions through the neutral zone, being hard to play against in our own end, and supporting all over the ice. So I think, you know, we're a fast group. We can get on teams quick, and I think as of late we've kind of started to gain traction with that, and now we're feeling a little bit, so we just got to ride that wave.
I mean, you talk about being even keel, but you guys have been a notably better team, really, at both ends of the ice this last stretch. What was different, or what has been different?
Well, I mean, the puck's going in the net for us, too, so that helps. You know, I think you look at the first three games, we pulled our goalie in all three games. We're right in it. It's not like we're getting blown out, so... obviously the goal scoring come, and I think we're playing the game a little more consistent. I think a little too laid back the first three games, as far as just giving teams too much time and space to make plays. I think you know, our last four or five, whatever it's been, we've really used our speed on the forecheck and closing time and space. So yeah, I think it's been working for us and something we're going to continue to do.
Thank you, Tage. Tage Thompson on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Paul. Thompson with his second of the season. Yeah, Paul and I looked at Thompson's start last year. He started the first five games without a goal, and then the next five he had one in all of them. So he can be streaky, and, you know, I would agree with Thompson. Like, look, you know, he says, I know I'm getting chances, so I know I'm doing the right things. And, you know, obviously now he hopes to kind of get on that roll. So Thompson had a big goal that gave Buffalo a 3-2 lead. Then Samuelson, the game winner, 4-2. And then, of course, Tuck sealing it when Toronto seemed as though maybe they were going to have a real good opportunity to tie it. Well, they did have a real good opportunity to tie it. They have a power play when Darlene takes that delay of game call. And then Power feeds them that two-on-one scenario. Power, we know, is skillful. And he delayed, kind of waited for Thompson to come in to set up the pass. And just a little flick of the wrist perfectly there onto Tuck, who made a strong move hard and then got Stolarz to open up his pads, and then he slid it right underneath. So a real, real, real nice play. All right, back to the room. Here's Paul with more from the locker room.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All in on that play as he was going up ice and just had the patience to hang on to the puck and the vision to find Alex.
Yeah, well, he's obviously a special player, and they're both extremely talented players. And, yeah, just I see them practice every day, so I'm not horribly surprised. You know, it's I think more in those situations about, you know, being in the moment, seizing the moment. And that's what good teams do, is those really critical moments, they make the right decisions, or they score goals, or they make big saves. And if you can do that over the course of the season, good things are going to happen.
How helpful has Matthias been in the defensive zone? You've gotten a first row view of his blocking, hitting, everything. What's he been doing for the defense?
Yeah, he's been great. I've actually, Matthias's dad worked in Philly when I was playing there, and so I skated with him quite a bit when he was, you know, 16, 17, and he's been a great player ever since then. He's still a great player, and he brings a lot to our team on and off the ice. He's a guy that brings a lot of spirit, and he, you know, through adversity, and so that's something I envy about him. And obviously, his on-ice play speaks for itself. He's been blocking shots, been a great penalty killer. I mean, we got a big quick turnaround here, so I'm not going to gas everybody up too much. But, you know, we got to start worrying about tomorrow night. But for sure, he had a great night. I think he actually saved that one in the second, you know, on the goal line. So credit to him for a big game.
For the team, you know, Ellis picks up where you left off, and then you pick up where he left off. Just to have a team game like that and have two goaltenders that can step in and win hockey games, that has to be, you know, huge for the team.
Huge for the team, but also just very important, I think, for the grand scheme. You know, and I'm a big, big believer in that. You need to have, I mean, it's not even I'm a big believer. You need to have two guys who have the ability to win games and backstop the team. And, you know, I was going on playing a lot of games there, and then Colton comes in, and all of a sudden, you know, my competitive switch flips on again. And that's what it's about. And now I hope that I can push him, and, you know, so those things feed off each other, and the team feels that. And everything's not going to be perfect all year. We're going to go through adversity for sure. And then you have to stick together at that point as well. But credit to Colton stepping in first game, coming off a loss. We needed a big – that was a big win in two nights ago. And so really happy for him.
That late power play that the team killed off with about 5 minutes left, what stood out the most about that team and their effectiveness in that? Besides Alex Tuchel, but what else?
Well, I think, you know, our power play has been pretty, or penalty kill has been pretty good all year. And when you prepare the right way and do the right things and you have that confident feeling, those are less stressful situations. But obviously they have, you know, two of the most dangerous power play guys on the league. So you just try not to grip your stick. I think you don't want to, you know, panic in that situation. It's important to remain calm. You know, they can get humming around pretty good, but it's the same thing, you know. It's just you have to stay in the moment. You have to get through those experiences. And when you're successful in those experiences, you know, I think I said it like 2 weeks ago, but it's going to matter later on. And it's going to matter tomorrow. And then it's going to matter next week. And it's going to matter later in the season. So we need to continue to do the right things. We can't take a breath. And penalty kill has been great. So we just have to keep it rolling.
Overall, you've won 4 out of 5. And even in the fifth, it was a dead even game. I mean, you could have won that game too. And has that been it? Just doing the right things that has helped you guys turn it around in this 5-game stretch?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that we all kind of understand around the league, like, you know, who kind of stands where. And I think our fate is we're going to have to fight and claw for everything that we get, for every point that we get. We're going to have to fight every night. And sometimes it calluses a team and hardens a team. And so that's what's happening in these situations. But, you know, I heard you asking questions about the first three, and you got to let that scare you a little bit as well. And to have that fear of slipping back into that is really important, because that's what drives your details and your daily habits. So it feels good right now, but it's going to be a big test tomorrow.
Thank you, Alex. Alex Lyon in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Paul, thank you very much for all your work in the room. Lyon picking up a win in net. 33 shots for Alex Lyon. He makes 30 saves as the Sabres pick up a 5-3 victory in front of 17,211, obviously. Some Leaf fans in-house, Sabre fans in-house. The Let's Go Blue Jays chants, I guess that could have come from both. Speaking of the Blue Jays, by the way, if you're curious, if you're in your car on your way home, Dodgers, Blue Jays, 2-2 the score. They're in the top of the sixth inning, just starting the top of the sixth. L.A. and Toronto in game one from Rogers Center there in Toronto. All right, Lindy Ruff is coming here shortly while we wait for the head coach. Let's go ahead here and get our final stats in. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third, 13 for Toronto, 9 for Buffalo. The Leafs end up with 33 in the game and Buffalo with 30. Power plays, we mentioned the penalty kill. Alex Lyon just talked about it. The Leafs 1-for-4 and Buffalo 0-of-2. The Sabres had a 5-on-3 for a minute 58. Could not get a goal there. That felt like maybe it was going to come back to bite them. But guess what? They got a shorthanded goal. So special teams in the end end up sawing off with some big kills down the stretch for the Sabres. I really like what Lyon said. He's like, look, the penalty kill becomes less stressful because they've been good and they know they can be good. He's like, yeah, the Leafs can be very, very dangerous on the power play. He said, he's like, they got two of the best. But he said being successful in those PK situations will help later in the season. Remember how the Sabres throughout, you know, this whole tenure here, they can't handle pressure. They fold under big situations. Lyon's talking about something becoming less stressful. I mean, how about that? Now, Lyon's a player that's just joined this team. So good that maybe he can bring something from the outside, a different perspective, and say, hey, we're fine here, guys. Like, how often have we sat here and watched the Sabres in pressure moments late in games not handle it? They've collapsed. All of a sudden, Lyon's like, hey, we're fine. We got this. 5-3, Buffalo wins it. Here's Lindy Ruff. Yeah, Lindy Ruff is now live.
Took a penalty with less than 5 minutes left, but you got through it. You actually scored a goal because of it. And, you know, we're able to defend a one-goal lead, which I'm sure is something that you're very proud of.
Yeah, I liked our third period. I mean, a little careless on that first goal again. Got out-muscled around net front. But I thought we were playing the period the right way. We had three or four really good looks. Like I say, we threw one out that could have cost us. We got a huge save before we got the shorthanded goal. But I think we've talked about it. A huge save can turn momentum for you. And you know, Tuck goes down and scores a heck of a goal for us.
You know, in the middle of the game for 25, 30 minutes, you were the faster team in that game against them. And just what does that say about the way your guys are playing at both ends of the ice here these last 5 games?
Well, we're really trying to play with a lot of pace. A lot of our focus is moving the puck quicker, getting it up quicker. Forwards getting out of the zone quicker and ready to go north in a hurry. And we scored, you know, I thought we scored a couple of really pretty goals. But we still had lots of opportunities around net front. You know, Doan's net front that rattled off a post or crossbar, whatever. We still had point shots that we had people around the net. We played a good game.
Mattias Samuelsson, what has he done to be effective and to be productive, particularly tonight?
You know, he's healthy. He's a big man. He skates well. He really shoots the puck well. I think a lot of people know that, but he's helped us in all areas. He's been great on the PK. Him jumping in, helping create offense, finishing those plays. Two great goals on his part. But playing against the big lines all the time, his physicality has been really good. He's really played well for us.
Knowing the right time to jump in, is that one of the things you asked him to do, maybe to improve on, is knowing, hey, this is the time to jump in and you can help the offense?
You know, I think it's a read, but we have stressed we need a fourth guy. We made a mistake. We made a mistake on the one Nylander with both D. The first breakaway was because Kozak left the ice and nobody really knew as we were going up ice. He would have been a high guy for us on that play. We didn't get anybody out there. But our D have been really good about getting involved at the right time. We do have to eliminate, you know, a few of the breakaways that we've given up in these last two games. But to create what we created, our D were a big part of it tonight.
Update on Tyson?
He's going to miss tomorrow for sure. He'll get imaging and stuff, and we'll find out, you know, how long it's going to be.
As far as Tage goes, I mean, he looked close to breaking out, and he got rewarded tonight. I mean, were you confident that he was going to get going here?
Yeah. I think probably had a little frustration the other night. I thought tonight did a lot of good things and, set up the one goal, scored a heck of a goal. When you're getting chances every night, you know with his shot, he's going to score. It was a little bit snake bit, but tonight we needed our big guys to come through. He came through, Tucky came through for us. You know, you look at Samish and the way he played on the back end, and I thought Bo had a good night skating the puck too.
Well, you have to bring one of the Amherst with you, probably.
Yeah.
You really feel like Thompson's line has found a groove here because they're really clicking.
Yeah, well, it was a good, like I said, it was a good line for us last year. A line that played against all the top lines. I thought Cooley a little bit with the puck. He fought it for a little while, but I thought he really battled hard defensively. And then there's a few times he, just with will, skated pucks out of the zone.
Seems like he got the message, as most of your players have, about being there for teammates. I mean, it seems like he's always there for teammates. Now, he may not win the wrestling match, but he's there.
Everybody has to be there. You're right, Paul. And I think we understand that as a group. It's been a group effort every night in every scrum in any situation. And these guys are coming together as a group. Thanks.
All right, that is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff live after the 5-3 Buffalo win as we bring it back up here to the press box. Brian Colziel with you. Buffalo now 4-4 on the season. The injury update in that press conference, Lindy Ruff said Tyson Kozak will miss tomorrow night's game in Toronto. He'll get imaging, and then they'll have a timetable on his lower body injury. The team announced just at the start of the second period that he was out with a lower body injury. Let's before we get to our first commercial break here, let's get our Blue Star Home Services 3 stars of the game, your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at BlueStarHS.com. All Sabres here on the star sheet tonight. Star 3, Alex Lyon. Big saves. Lindy Ruff mentioned it. A big save in the third from Lyon right before the Tuck shorthanded goal, which put Buffalo and pushed that lead back to a two-goal advantage there to make it 5-3. And he had some breakaway saves, too, that he was very, very good on. So I thought Lyon coming back after he got the game off against Ellis, obviously a strong performance tonight. 30 saves for him, third star. Alex Tuck, who got that kind of comfort goal there, you'd say shorthanded, his third of the year, he was star number two. And then Matias Samuelsson, the first time in his NHL career that he scored twice. Paul asked him, when's the last time you scored two? And, well, Matias said it's been a long, long time. He is star number one tonight. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from Paul Hamilton. We'll get his take on the game. We'll read some tweets, take some calls, and we'll get connected with the fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We'll update you on the rest of the scores from the NHL. We'll update you on the standings. I can tell you this, if the Sabres season ended tonight, they would be the third team in the Atlantic in. They would be in the 2-3 spot in their division and in the postseason. All that and more coming up here. Final score from KeyBank Center. Buffalo 5, Toronto 3. Thanks for listening. More postgame in a moment after this timeout as we could say goodnight to all of our local affiliates. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. More postgame in a moment live at KeyBank Center here on a Friday night. Sabres beat the Leafs 5-3. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Here's Metsa for the point with a shot. That's blocked, and it's a breakaway chance for Nyes. Nyes on a break. Lyon out to challenge. Nyes hits the pad as Lyon kept it low to the ice, trying to sneak it through, perhaps the five hole, but it wasn't there.
Alex Lyon, big breakaway save. He had a couple of those in the game. Our save of the game, Dan Dunleavy on the call, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealers today. Speaking of saves, Lyon with another big one late in the game. Buffalo shorthanded, which led to a huge goal from Alex Tuck to seal it.
Toronto trying to keep it in. Malenstein can't fight it out. Here's Nyes. Gets it in front. Big save made as Nyes got right on top of Lyon, who tracked him all the way. Far circle pass intercepted. This could be a rush for the Sabres. Depends how much is in the legs. Tuck's going to the net. Got the pass. Scores! Yes! Shorthanded goal, and the Sabres, with 3:01 to go, take a 5-3 lead here in the third.
That's why Dan's one of the best there. Great description of the defensive zone save from Lyon, and then back the other way. Power setting up Alex Tuck to put Buffalo up 5-3. And that was our goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you back here to KeyBank Center. Brian Colziel in the press box, 17,211. Saw the Sabres beat the Leafs 5-3. They'll play tomorrow at 5. We'll have the pregame show at 4 on our flagship station, WGR. World Series update coming up in a moment. I'll tell you right now, it's 2-2 in the sixth between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Full NHL score, standings. We'll read some tweets as we get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Coming up shortly, now we go down to the media room and bring in Paul Hamilton for his final thoughts here on this one. Paul, how about that sequence right here where we just heard the highlight from and makes the big save while Buffalo is shorthanded, and it leads to a 2-on-1 the other way where Power sets up Tuck to give Buffalo the cushion and ultimately the win?
Yeah, what a huge segment there. I mean, just as you mentioned, that's the save of the game right there. He saves it for the team, and they immediately go down ice. And I'm not going to lie to you. As Power's coming down, I think I said to Owen, don't get greedy. Don't get greedy here. I was thinking for Power just to shoot it. Don't get greedy and do something goofy that gets two guys caught. Well, he got greedy and it worked. I mean, he put a perfect pass over to Alex Tuck, and Alex Tuck made no mistake. So I was the wrong there. Owen Power knew exactly what he was doing. And that's the way Alex Tuck plays. I mean, he had short, you know, he was league leaders in shorthanded goals last year, and now he's starting to get going. I mean, you know, now he's got 3 goals and 4 assists, and he's starting to roll, and that's, you know, what they need. And it was a big penalty kill, too, because here we are again. The Sabres taking a penalty with less than 5 minutes left to go, and it's their captain who does it. Again, what are you doing? I know it's a delay game. I know you didn't mean to shoot it over the glass, but they got to stop this. They got to stop these penalties that they kept taking last year, but they're a different team. And what they did was they killed, not only did they kill it, but they went out and scored the shorthanded goal, which was just huge. And that's the difference. Last year, Toronto would have scored. It would have been tied, and probably they would have lost it in overtime. This is a different team than what we saw last year.
Absolutely. Paul, how about just a couple thoughts on what Alex Lyon said? I thought it's the total opposite mentality of what we've been talking about for years with this team. He said the penalty kill now, he's like, it's less stressful. He goes, we've been doing it over and over again. He said, I know that they've got two of the best in the league on the power play, but because we're doing it so well, we're gaining confidence. It's less stressful. I mean, every penalty kill late in the game over the last decade, Paul, has been disastrously stressful. And here's the goaltender who's been here all of 7 games saying, yeah, we're fine here, guys. I know there's 4 minutes left. I know it was a bad penalty. I know the Leafs fans are all over us. I know Matthews is staring me in the face. We got this. Like, how about the confidence from this guy who just showed up here in net? I love how it's such a change in mentality.
Also, they're good at adjustments. Matthews, they left him open for a power play goal. They didn't sit there, oh, my God, what are we going to do? And then the next one say, uh-oh, we're in trouble. They made adjustments and said, no, this can't happen again. What are we going to do to make sure that doesn't happen where Matthews is going to be wide open? And they did make sure it didn't happen again. And that's the mentality that they have to have, and that's why they are good penalty killers. That was only the second power play goal they've given up all season. So, and we talked about adjustments the other night when all of a sudden a 3-goal lead's a 1-goal lead against Ottawa. They call timeout. They make the necessary adjustments. In Montreal, their breakouts, Montreal had their breakouts down, and they were really stuffing the Sabres. And at the end of the first period, Lindy Ruff came in, made some adjustments, and the Sabres are much better. Buffalo dominated the second period, where it was Montreal dominating the first period. So these are all things that we didn't see last year and that are all different this year.
Absolutely. All right, Paul, how about Matias Samuelsson's night? First star, first time in his NHL career that he gets 2 goals. I know you asked him. He said it's been a long, long, long time since he scored 2 in a game, let alone in it. Obviously, it's never happened in an NHL game here. A complete game for him tonight. He said, you know, when he was asked, like, is this his best game in the league? He said he's probably up there, and I thought he was very good tonight.
Well, he really enjoyed when he heard that he's tied with Tage Thompson in goals.
Yes,
he goes, I got to tell him about that. You know, but that was one of the things he wanted to improve. That's one of the things Lindy Ruff wanted the team to improve on, that, you know, you've got to have a fourth guy coming, you know, you have to also read the play correctly. You know, he did that where, you know, he read everything correctly, jumped into the play, and what I loved is he picked the corner on both of them. It wasn't just say, close your eyes and shoot it and hope it goes in, which he has said before, you know, in past years when he scored a goal. You know, that the second shot was great. He saw kind of an ocean on the far side. Stolarz didn't have it covered, and he hit it. You know, he looked up, saw it, and hit it. So, you know, he's sensing when the right times are to get himself into the play, make himself available for the pass and a good scoring opportunity. And that is, you know, helped the offense. Tage Thompson said, he goes, why are we more successful now? He goes, because we're scoring goals. He goes, in the first 3 games, we were within 1 goal, but we weren't scoring goals. He goes, now we're scoring goals, and it makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. Paul Hamilton with us down in the media room. Brian Colziel up here in the press box. 5-3, Sabres beat the Leafs. They'll be right back at it, the same 2 teams tomorrow at 5. We'll be on the air live at 4 on WGR on our flagship station. Hope you can be with us then. Paul, you asked Thompson about it, Tuck as well. Obviously, if Buffalo is going to make this postseason this year, they need their best 2 goal scorers to be their best 2 goal scorers. They both get on the score sheet tonight in terms of goals. I guess I just want to pick up kind of where we talked about it pregame. Like, these two guys have to lead the way offensively here, and, you know, maybe this will be some more helping in their confidence factors tonight.
Well, we sat down and looked it up, and, you know, last year he started the season, the first five games, no goals, and then he goes on a five-game streak where he scored every game. And next thing you know, he finishes with over 40 goals like he always does. You know, and even though he had a bad start, well, this year, one goal in seven games. He's shooting a lot of pucks over the net, just like he did last year. He missed the net on a 5-on-3, wide-open chance. One-timer from the circle where you know he's going to bury that most of the time, but he missed the net. And then finally, he got a break where he came through the slot, made a nice shot, and it went in. And usually with goal scorers, when they see a puck go into the net, for Kulik, it was going into a pulled goalie empty net. You know, and now he's got three goals. And you know, you would think this probably gets Thompson rolling where, you know, he sees one goes in and then he starts going on a heater. And he said the same thing that, you know, goal scorers tend to be streaky. And he's probably no different. And now that one's gone in for him and he has a little bit of confidence, it wouldn't surprise me if all of a sudden in five games he has six goals.
Yep. All right, Paul, let's wrap it up by looking forward to tomorrow. Quick turnaround, but it's exactly the same for both teams. 5 o'clock earlier start. Just a reminder for everybody that game tomorrow is at 5. They're moving it up because of the World Series in Toronto tomorrow night. What are you forecasting as we look ahead to tomorrow's rematch?
Well, I don't think we're going to see Alex Lyon play back to back. You know, we were before the game saying, will it be Luukkonen? Will it be Ellis? I think Lyon gave us a hint when I was asking him about where. You know, even though he lost the Montreal game, he played well. And I kind of said, well, Ellis, you know, picked up for you where you left off, then you picked up for him where he left off. And he said, you know, he goes, I got the competitive juices going again. I see him and he wins, so I get the competitive juices and, you know, and I got to support tomorrow. And I thought, oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe you gave us a hint. I don't know. You know, Lindy Ruff didn't tell us if it'll be Luukkonen. And I think we can rest assured it'll be the Luukkonen or Ellis. And of course, Lindy Ruff didn't say, but I don't think, as I said, I don't think Lyon's playing back to back, especially at his age. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see tomorrow when at 5 o'clock rolls around and which goaltender, well, actually when 4:30 rolls around and which goaltender comes out for warm up.
Yeah, we'll have it on the pregame. Ed, Paul, quick, Tyson Kozak's not going to play tomorrow, lower body.
Right. And don't be shocked if it's Hellenius who comes up. Last I saw, he had 2 goals and an assist and he's still at a period of play. So, and he had been scoring and getting points before that. I'm sure he was under consideration when Austin came up, and it sounds like somebody will come up. So don't be shocked if Hellenius winds up in Toronto.
Okay. And we'll obviously monitor that. The Amerks, they were playing tonight, yeah. So they had.
Yeah, they were up 3-0, and he was in on all 3 goals. He had 2 goals and an assist, but that was before the third period even started, and I've been busy, so I haven't seen how that ended.
Yeah, Hellenius has 2 goals and two assists. So he's in on all 4 goals, Paul. 2 goals, 2 assists. Rochester's up 4-0 on Laval. And that game actually just went final. So 4-0, Amerks, Hellenius 4 points.
Can I say, and I'm not shocked at much, but can I say if he's not the call-up, I will be shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's asking for it with that performance tonight.
And sure. People will say, well, I thought you said that, you know, they still need development. And I've also said that there's nothing wrong with having these guys up for a little while, you know, and getting a taste of it. You know, Austin got a taste of it last year. Now he's up. I didn't like his coverage on Joshua, who basically just swatted them away like he was a fly. But other than that, he's been fine, you know, and you know, coming up. And I think it'd be great if Hellenius got a taste of the National Hockey League with Kozak out. And even if he plays 5, 6, 7, 10 games or whatever, I think that's good for him because then he goes back down and he knows what to expect. Remember when J.J. Paterka came up for the first time? It didn't go real well. And he was kind of fighting things in Rochester like he didn't want to play defense. Still doesn't. But, you know, and he went down. And apparently when he went down and saw what it's going to take, he immediately asked Michael Pekka for a meeting, and he went into Michael Pekka's office and said to him, okay, now I've seen this. Tell me what I need to do to be in the NHL. And Michael loved it, that it was the player that came in and said, what do I have to do? And, you know, he definitely had to improve his defensive game, which is better than it was back then. Still not great, but it was better than it was back then. And that's, you know, something Hellenius can draw off of. If he comes up for a couple of games, three or four games, and now he knows, okay, now I've been through the NHL. Now I know what it's going to take. This is what I need to do down here to get myself as a regular in the NHL. So nothing wrong if he comes up for a bunch of games and gets a taste of it.
Absolutely. All right, Paul, thank you so much. Have a safe trip to Toronto, and we'll talk to you on the pregame tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, I just have to remember it starts at 5, right?
Yes, 5 o'clock.
And, Paul, and I start with you at 4, so I got to remember that.
Our pregame starts at 4, so adjust all of your – there's no time change tomorrow going up to Toronto, so you don't have to worry about that. You'll be all right.
By the way, it's 5-2 in the World Series for Toronto. They loaded the bases with nobody out.
Nobody out, so they're – and Springer
they just
is
got
up.
A force out at the plate, but still they've got the bases loaded with one out and a 5-2 lead. Snell's gone, so you've chased the Dodgers' best pitcher in this inning, and you've taken a 3-run lead.
All right, so good news for the Jays. All right, Paul, thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the pregame.
Okay.
All right, Paul Hamilton with us here. Sabres victorious 5-3 over the Maple Leafs. Samuelson with 2 goals, Kulik his 3rd, Thompson his 2nd, Tuck his 3rd, and of course Samuelson 1st and 2nd of the season. Lion 30 saves, all in a 5-3 victory. Buffalo is now 4-4. All right, let's read some tweets here. We get connected with our fans. Powered by Verizon, get your local Verizon store today. A Buff fan for life chiming in. You can always send me your tweets at BrianWGR says, amazing what good goaltending does for a penalty kill. You could tell the Sabres had more confidence on the PK and attack the puck relentlessly instead of doing what they do when UPL is in there and just collapse. Yeah, Lion, I mean, that's what I said to Paul. Like, Lion says, hey, it's less stressful. We've done this. We know how to do it. Like, pretty amazing. Eric, Brian, glad to hear joy in your voice on the postgame. Yes, I enjoy having joy in my voice. I like when they play well and there's good things to talk about. You know, if you're a regular listener here, we've had a lot of poor games in here to talk about. So thank you, Eric. Yes, I have a little more extra jump in the voice tonight because, hey, you know what? There's fun things to talk about, things that we haven't seen with different guys. And, you know, yeah, it's good. Thanks for the nice comment there. All right, let's see here. Who else? Let's go, Amrick says. Ruff says someone is getting called up. Someone will be spotted shortly leaving Blue Cross Arena with gear. Yes. And maybe it's Hellenius for sure. Sabres No Show says Sammy is on pace for 20 goals. Yeah, that's right. I guess the math is true. Yeah, he's got 2 through 8, quarter of the season. Quarter of the season will be 20 goals. Good math there, Sabres No Show. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All the tweets coming in. You can send us each and after every game at BrianWGR. Okay, we mentioned the World Series and the rest of the scores. Let's get to that now. Let's start up in Toronto as we go to our scoreboard next. It's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Okay, they are in the bottom of the 6th inning. Bases are loaded and one out. Toronto a 5-2 advantage on LA. The Dodgers led this game 2-0. But the Blue Jays got 2 runs in the 4th, 3 in the 6th, and are still at the plate right now with the bases loaded, 1 out. So they could be adding to this total here. It's 5-2, Toronto leading it in Game 1 of the World Series. Our Pat Mellacaro is live there if you want to follow his tweets at PatWGR. We spoke with him on the pregame and during the intermissions. He's going to join us on pregame tomorrow. To not only talk a little bit about the Sabres and the Leafs, he'll be at the Sabres. Pat's doubleheader tomorrow. He's going to the Sabres-Leafs. Then he's going to walk a few blocks and go to the Jays game. So we'll have Pat on the pregame tomorrow as well here on WGR. Okay, to the NHL now. And there are 3 other games tonight. Finals will start in New Jersey. 3-1 winners for the Devils as they beat the Sharks. Dougie Hamilton, 2 goals in that one. How about Alex Ovechkin? He scores a goal and now has 899 in his career. He also added an assist. 5-1, the Capitals roll the Blue Jackets. Columbus is the next home game here on Tuesday. Of course, Buffalo's next game, Toronto on the road. 8 minutes to go in the 3rd period in Winnipeg. The Jets right now have a 4-3 lead on the Flames. The Alex Alafalo, the Western New Yorker there, the go-ahead goal right now for the Jets in that one. And we also mentioned that the Amerks, they beat Laval tonight at Blue Cross Arena by a score of 4-0. Konstantin Hellenius Two goals, two assists, 4 points. He was involved in all four goals tonight. We'll see if he's the call-up tomorrow with the Amherst winning that 4-0. Okay. I'm hearing cheering from the Harbor Club and from the suites, and it's because Barger has just hit a grand slam in Toronto. Rogers Center is going bonkers. It's now 9-2. The Blue Jays lead the Blue Jays a grand slam to bust this one wide open in game one. 9-2 Toronto in the sixth. Wow. Addison Barger, a grand slam. So great news for the Jays. And, yeah, cheering in the suites and in the press box for those that are still hanging out here at KeyBank Center. All right. So, well, Leafs fans, if you're in the car driving home right now, I know you're probably not happy with you're not happy with this hockey game result, but I'm sure the pain's going away with how the Blue Jays are looking right now. Toronto up 9-2 on LA there in the sixth at Rogers Center. Very cool. All right, fun sports night, and it's still going on at Rogers Center. And we'll pick it up tomorrow. If you're listening on WGR, don't forget Sports Talk Saturday tomorrow at 11 a.m. They'll have lots on the Sabres win here, more on the World Series. And then we'll be on the air at 4 early. Don't forget, because of the 5 p.m. puck drop from Toronto. Pat Mullicarl, Paul Hamilton, all part of the pregame show. We'll have player interviews, Lindy Ruff, all that and more. Join us then. But we'll finish here with a look at the standings. The Sabres right now, take a look at it on your phone or on your laptop. They are in third place in the Atlantic. They would be in the postseason if it's ended today. 4-4, 8 points. Two back in Detroit, four back in Montreal. And the Sabres and Leafs will go at it tomorrow, 5 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here on WGR and along the Sabres radio network. And with that, we're going to wrap up the post game and want to thank everybody back in our studios. Trevor and Evan, our producers, appreciate it, guys. Tag-teaming our producing back in our studios. Tom Maddy, of course, our on-site engineer here, doing a great job as always. Jonathan Koziel on our game story. Check it out, WGR550.com, producing here in the booth. Paul Hamilton, our reporter. Shopin the Bulldog on the pregame. Of course, our great game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. My name is Brian Koziel. I thank you for listening. The final again here from KeyBank Center. It was Buffalo 5, Toronto 3. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 4 o'clock pregame, Sabres and Leafs, right here on the Buffalo Sabres radio network. Good night, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.